Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
You're a mean one. Mr. Grinch.
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for the Real Housewives of Atlanta AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm joined Stuart by Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
I think I said I'm joining Stewart by Miss Courtney Stewart.
It's all good.
In the studio.
In the studio. We in the studio.
Miss Pink English.
Hello, lovers.
She brought that pink lip.
Pink lips and sparkly eyelids.
And she's swinging through with that hair, Miss Sha Jossel.
Hey, everybody.
All right, y'all. So, season finale.
Yay.
I thought the episode had enough meat to it. Good season finale.
It was happy, cheerful.
It felt more like a series finale.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the Christmas holiday or if it was like the recap. Everybody's like, well, it's been a fun road.
Yeah.
And with this group, you have your ups and you have your downs. Like, it felt like
the end of camp.
A conclusion. Yeah. Yes.
Maybe it is.
I mean,
can we get the live feed, Alexis? You know. Let me get a chance.
I got you.
So we saw a couple little side things before we get to the party. We saw Candy and Todd, where they went to go see Todd's mother's grave.
So sad.
Yeah.
I
wasn't prepared for it. I was like, whoa, we're at a graveside already?
Yeah.
I got misty-eyed. Maybe partially because my mom's name is Sharon.
Yeah.
So it was like, but because we had developed a relationship with this woman through the TV, it's like, it's always sad.
And I really liked her. And I liked her too. Watch her and Mama Joyce spar and like be.
But no, aside from that, you could tell her and Todd really did have a good relationship.
Yeah.
Is he an only child?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's why it's so
Wow.
And she really wanted a grandkid.
Oh, and I want to make a correction from last week since you all corrected me in the comments. AJ, who was Candy's former boyfriend or maybe fiance, he was not gunned down. I forgot how they said he died.
Fight.
Yeah, he was in a fight. Right. I said last week that he was gunned down, and that was incorrect. So thank you all who checked my ass on that.
Mama Joyce, we hear, is calling the baby a bridge because the baby can bridge the families together.
It's not really a family issue, though. It's a Mama Joyce Todd issue.
Yeah.
Because Bertha and the other one they don't seem like they have issues with Todd.
Sharon ain't here to speak her piece anymore, so really the only issue is between Joyce and
Mama Joyce Todd. And Karen Huger need to be friends, because the way they think of each other.
Karen would look so sad.
Destroyed. She'd be like,
emotionally distraught.
But I'm saying, like, the way they think about themselves is, like, on a whole nother level.
On two totally different levels.
Yeah.
We got a scene of Portia and her sister. They went to go get Portia's fiber checkup, and she wanted to know if she should freeze her eggs. And I actually thought this was really interesting, because in 2016, I feel like whenever we get like this type of conversation, the doctor always promotes freezing eggs.
Yeah.
So it was interesting to see, you know, someone of an older practice be like, I was 48.
Well, you know, doctors, I feel like a lot of the times people do things like that because there is financial gain in it. So of course they're going to promote to keep them in business. So, but that's not with all of the cases, but I do feel like Portia's doctor was being honest with her. Like,
and also very old school too.
Yeah, it is very old school.
Like, she was very against the freezing of the eggs.
My mom wasn't.
It'll be.
Oh, like, compared to some of the stories I hear among some of my friends, they say that my mom had me older because their parents might have had them at like 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Like, my mom had me at 30 and she had my sisters at 35. And I think that's practical.
Yeah. Where I'm at right now. I feel like that's practical today. In today's society.
Right, it was probably looked at as later back then. But in today's society, I'm 28 and
smart.
I cannot imagine
smart
having a child run around right now. Like, hell no.
So I'm barely taking care of my dog. So she said she had her first baby at 48. Yada, yada. That was cool. So Portia might have a child.
38.
38, excuse me. my favorite scene was Cynthia and her sister prepping for Peter's massage, in which
that I literally screamed, and I had like my front door open and everything. I screamed so loud.
No, me too. I've never laughed that loud on
like,
the Real
Housewives. Like, oh my gosh, why? Like, it was just like a natural, when Noelle's like, Noelle, what the hell is going on?
Our studio engineer, Steven.
This is the end of Courtney's laugh.
Yeah, this is he caught Courtney laughing.
Take a look.
This is us watching it.
It's probably not that interesting.
Are you okay, Courtney?
That's what baby daddy talk about. You look good in that masseuse.
Right.
So Leon and Noelle show up as Cynthia was rubbing Peter's chest.
Balls. She was jacking him off. It's saying, oh, it's getting hard.
But you know what that kind of reminded me of? I don't know if you all caught the clip. It went viral. Wendy Williams was in LA this weekend, and she stopped by the Conan show. And she said that in her house, they have an open door policy. Like, there's no doors. And so you have to learn how to walk with a heavy foot and clear your throat as you're coming down the hallway.
Oh, hell.
But anyway, she goes on to say, because he was saying, I know reasons why 15-year-old boys need their doors closed, because she has a 15-year-old son. But she said when he was 13, he walked in at 2 a.m. on her giving her husband a favor. So that, watching that scene, watching Noelle walk in the front door, even though she was with her dad, but watching her as that they were having that sensual, goofy massage, that was fun. That took me back to the Wendy clip.
That was funny.
And Wendy said she kept going, by the way, so I don't know if little Kev's going
like,
to need therapy.
Going back to your room, honey. Going back to your room.
Mom, I'm getting a door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I'm definitely getting a
door. No, you get a door, Mom.
No, bitch, I'll get a door and lock myself in it. You do whatever you need in the other room.
But that whole massage was just so awkward to me. I don't know if it's because cameras were there, but it just
it
was
both.
Even when Peter took off his drawers,
and you saw
like,
his butt cheek. I was like, was that a butt cheek?
Mind you, how did she not know that Noelle didn't leave? Did she say bye
to
her?
No,
that's what I thought too.
They came back. Noelle was out with her dad, and they came back. I bet she like texts like, hey mom, we're on our way back, and she's busy rubbing on Peter's balls and lighting candles and
English, I thought that too. I was like, how did she not know that her daughter hadn't left yet?
Because she was like, I thought Noelle left over an hour ago, and I was like,
no,
wait.
She said I didn't think she was coming back today.
Oh my gosh. How uncomfortable.
I just thought it was so funny.
It's bad. I mean, it's funny that the kid walks in, but the fact that Leon was with her.
Yes.
It's like some Tyler Perry stuff.
And then he's chatting, like, oh, you look good in that outfit.
What's
like,
up, Peter Dog? What's
like,
up?
How embarrassing,
that's
right?
So embarrassing.
I was glad the Cavs won Sunday, weren't
Cynthia
you?
Cynthia couldn't get the other leg up. I was just dying.
Yeah, she couldn't get that.
No. Around the whole thing was saying,
and
but,
then she tried to climb on top of him and stepped on his balls. It was just
but
all,
you guys, wait,
you just
I had
went.
To say, though, to be the other side of this, though, I had to laugh in the sense of, like, it's just so funny when people watch, like, porns or things like that where they think like, oh yeah, you know what, I can turn this and make this happen in my love life, and this is someone trying to act it out, and it's never as sexy as
this is actually probably the only reality scene we've probably seen on reality TV in such a long time, and that's why it was so natural and so funny.
I died.
I'm glad that they didn't cut that off of the edit floor,
right, or put that in a stupid bloopers thing.
They had to keep that with Noelle and her daddy walking in, like it would not have.
They pan to like the strawberries and the candles, like just completely like, oh my gosh,
that was the best thing.
All
I've
we needed was some Nutella
time.
And some toes dipped in it.
Please.
No. Love and Hip Hop reference.
No feet.
All right, so
wait, that happened on Love and Hip Hop.
Oh,
Young
yes,
Jock
honey.
With
the
Nutella.
Oh yes, yes, that's the Atlanta, the only franchise that I'm
gonna
watch.
Did they actually show that on air?
They
did. Yes, they did.
Traumatized.
And when Jock got a whooping.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Atlanta's the best. That's the only franchise I'll watch. And I'm going to check out New Orleans. It's rumored to be New Orleans coming up. So.
Oh, really? They got Miami, Houston, and New Orleans?
No, I heard that Miami and Houston were chopped. Ixnay, yeah. And that New Orleans got the green light. So.
That'll be interesting.
All right, so Kenya and Matt. Matt comes over. I have to say, they've grown on me. Because I feel like, here's the thing.
I appreciate it.
They're so opposite from each other, and they're so from two totally different worlds that I feel like by him showing her how much he cares for her, she's so psycho that she'll start investing in him. And I feel like he just needs someone to help pull him up a little bit, where she needs someone to pull her back down to reality. And I feel like he ain't about the business. He just out here like,
I think you just gave them like a real like cute like reality like aspect of a relationship. I mean, but they ain't got it. No.
I don't know. He went, he brought her two Yorkies, really King and Twirl.
But she acted like it was a surprise, but then she was like, she knew about it.
Well, he surprised her 2 weeks ago that he got them, but right. then
they were too little to come.
But then she, but when she walked in, she was like, "Oh, are these my early Christmas presents?" Like she didn't know that they were coming.
Well, she probably thought she was going to get them at Christmas. The day,
right? She knew she was getting them. She didn't know the day, but I'm surprised. I was telling Jesse and Courtney that I was surprised that those little dogs can use the bathroom in his coat.
With that walk up the steps, or much longer, or whatever. He's weird.
Very is.
It's just I think it's somebody who's.
But he's weird.
He reminds me of every like random person that goes into Bad Girls Club, like on Bad Girls Club. It's like the seven girls, and then whoever they like have as a friend comes in the house is always just awkward because they're not used to the cameras. They're always like tensed up. That's what he reminds me.
He's naturally awkward. I can never imagine Matt relaxed. Like I can never imagine him like throwing his head back and genuinely laughing
at
something.
And the way he talks and
the rock eyebrow constantly.
That's what drives me crazy. Are those that eyebrow situation makes me want to pull out all of my eyebrows.
But I think he's good for her.
Yeah, I'm not mad at him.
I think that works.
Okay.
If he's glad and
yes,
fine,
I agree with Tangled 55. Matt seems uneducated and unstable and mistrustful.
Oh, well, sounds just like Kenya. So, I mean, shit.
Two peas in a pod.
Tell us what you really think.
We have not seen his Instagram. Have any of you all seen
him? Yes. Yeah, Jesse's in love with him.
And we looked
at Jesse likes all of his pictures.
Girl, bye.
Jesse puts an eggplant
but
in all of his
pictures.
But he
doesn't have an ass. Isn't that what we decided? He didn't have enough of an ass for all of that.
He doesn't have anything
body.
That I could look at. Nothing.
Look, I just think this is out of all the men Kenya has brought around, I feel like this is the best
Bring
one.
They Walter Mack.
No, aesthetically, her and Matt do look good together. Walter looked like someone's church deacon.
Yeah. That's why I liked it.
Okay,
hilarious.
What about Roger Bob? He wasn't bad looking though.
He had a girlfriend.
Roger Bob was never her man.
But he was not bad. He wasn't a bad looking guy.
Roger Bob hit that. That was for the show. Whatever was.
He hit that years ago when she had credits on the
25.
On IMDb.
Oh, gosh.
Anyways.
When she was an extra on Living Single.
Right.
Matt seems like an I Love New York contestant.
He sure does.
Oh, my God. I didn't think about that.
You're right on it, Marcus.
That is the nail on the head.
Yes,
he does seem like once upon a time he was running around with Real and Chance and the boys. For Tiffany's affection.
His name was like Wolf.
Right.
Oh, God.
All right, wait. So... Kenya's telling Matt all the tea, and Matt's just sitting here like, okay, like, I don't care.
Word,
But I did love this. She said, you know, people say and Phaedra went and dropped a dime. You don't do that in the hood. He said, y'all are far from
y'all
the
are
hood.
Far from
We're
the
hood adjacent.
And she's like, but he's hood in jail. Adjacent. That's hood adjacent.
And he's looking at you, dumb bitch.
Rich people go to jail all the time.
Yes.
When girl. They get caught.
I'm so confused.
And you're the first person that would probably drop a dime.
Ooh.
Out of anybody.
Yeah, at least a nickel. but before we get into the rest of that, are you guys curious about a celebrity boyfriend's midlife crisis?
I am.
Do you guys enjoy hearing stories about behind the scenes of Hollywood?
Absolutely. I do.
Or maybe you're amused by old TV and movie references.
I am.
Oh, fantastically well.
Well, right now... You guys can be checking out The Tomorrow Show.
Just or check them out after you're done watching us.
After you're done watching us, really, because it's on right now.
Yeah.
But every Monday and Thursday from 7 to 9 Pacific time, thetomorrowshow.com. It's with Kevin Undergaro, who is the creator of AfterBuzz TV and also Maria Menounos' fiancé. They just got engaged. Congratulations
engaged.
To them. Along with AfterBuzzers Roxy Stryer and Ashley Daniels. Every Monday and Thursday night, 7 to 9 Pacific time, thetomorrowshow.com. Subscribe, download for free on iTunes and visit thetomorrowshow.com for more information.
Check.
Amen.
The party is real over there.
Phaedra hit up Dwight at the top of the show.
Shout out to Dwight for coming in on the last episode.
Shout out to Dwight for that fade.
Shout out to Dwight for his face job. Whatever
you should
situation.
Shout out to Heather Dubrow's husband and Adrian Malouf's ex-husband.
Oh, was he on
and
Botched?
Yes, they fixed it up. His mama almost fainted. So one of the
girls,
oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
What girl mentioned his facelift?
I think Nene.
The nose job.
Nene. I had asked you all what was going on because he looked better. He looked healthier. He looked less ashy, he found his foundation color.
He was looking very ill on botched. It had gotten really bad. Really? But they helped him out and hooked it up.
That's good.
He still looks sick though. Like something's not all together. But I think his face looked, did he?
He looked like he had more meat.
He always used to remind me of like Papa Legba from The Princess and the Frog.
No, he reminds me of like Michael Jackson from The Wiz. Or no, The Tin Man.
What?
No, he reminded me of The Tin Man from The Wiz.
First of all, you don't ruin that childhood situation for me.
I can't.
I just want to know, when did Dwight become a DJ?
Hey, he was just getting his jam on. There was a show. He was wasted. He was wasted with his elves.
I've never seen him not so debonair. Yeah.
First of all, Phaedra's talking about she gonna clog at
Juicy
this party.
Juicy was there.
Juicy was there. I love the
She is a radio personality. If you all don't know who she is, she's a radio Ricky personality Smiley. For the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, and she's like an Atlanta, like a little socialite type thing.
Nene said, Juicy, you done showed out. Got you playing a damn elf.
What you doing here?
She was so shocked.
It was funny.
And they're like worlds apart from each other. Like,
so but I just love that Nene instantly walked in and instantly remembered her with everything. Yeah, and it was just funny. Like, that to me That's just goes Nene back to like when everyone tried to say Nene was homophobic with the gay slurs. Like, it's like that, the way Nene talks is the way Nene talks. She's not right. I don't see her as racist, homophobic, or any of that stuff. Like, that irritated me.
But you could totally tell that Dwight was trying to be buddy-buddy, friendly-friendly.
Oh, he's trying to accommodate her.
He wanted to be like, you know what?
To an extent, because they were friends before the show.
Oh, that's kind of sweet. Here's a vodka tonic.
Right, before we get to the party in full.
Like, how many times?
Yeah.
Portia visited Phaedra at the top of the show, and she was asking her kind of what she thought about with the feds visiting Candy.
Like, oh my God, we got this story. Did you hear the feds?
How do you think Phaedra reacted? Do you think she honestly really knew?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Every time someone said something,
That's strange.
That is so crazy.
Oh my God.
I was out of town, bitch. They got phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl,
she said she went out of town
like how people back in the day used to go out of town. They wouldn't know what was going on. Exactly. Girl, it's,
I think she said they came to her house. She said, well, I mean, I don't know where the bike is. The bike might be at the Tucker's house.
Here are the addresses.
Certain of it.
Because also, here's why 100% I feel at the end of that with Phaedra and Portia, she said, instead of being like, well, I hope everything's okay and things, she said, yeah, because I wonder what Candy would do if I had Todd's things over here.
Yeah.
Right. And if this is really your friend, if I'm hearing this news, I'm going to call you and be like, hey, are you okay?
Hey, is it
because
all right?
If like, I experienced such a horrible situation, your friend's pregnant, she has a kid, she has another kid there. You know what I mean? Like, you're a mother, too. Yeah. You should at least extend an olive branch to your friend and say, totally. Are you okay? They came busting down my door, too. Like, I know you have some stuff there. Be transparent. Mm-hmm. We all know you have some stuff there. Did they take it? Like, admit, you know, do some kind of real,
but
it's
her
phony
friend.
Phaedra, so.
She's not her friend.
Oh, interesting. Some people are thinking that Phaedra didn't do it.
Phaedra called because she's still she mad at the Tuckers. Yes, she is, Olivia.
Yes, she is. She's jealous.
Come on, Phaedra. Yes.
She felt like they weren't team her.
I'm mad that Bob was Santa Claus.
I'm mad that Bob got an invite, mad that Bob is sweating like he is on something.
I'm mad that everybody keeps casually referencing his wonky eye.
I'm mad that he's been hit that many times in the head where he like is just boldly just straight up telling lies for no reason. Like, I slept with my best friend.
And I'm still confused about
why would you lie about that though?
Because he's dumb.
Like, he's just
I don't get him.
Me and Courtney slept together, guys.
Just kidding.
Maybe no, not. I'll tell you next week if I was kidding.
Just kidding. But I don't understand. I don't understand Sheree's attraction to him. I don't understand, like, I mean, he's funny to, like, watch. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
He's a major big doofus.
But the idea that, like, she wants to bang him, I'm just like, oh, I don't get it.
Well, Sheree seems unimpressed overall.
But it feels, to me, it feels like she's putting
trying
on an
to act that way, yeah.
She's like,
she wants that.
She wants it.
She's like, I'm not easy. He's going to have to wait. Okay.
And then so he asks for a kiss and you give it to him. And then you're over here talking to some girl he used to talk to. Let it go. Who cares at this point? You know what I mean? Like, if you're getting back with him, you're going to have to go down the line with 20 other women.
Do you think she gave him the cakes in Jamaica?
Yes, absolutely. They shared a room.
Got them patty cake.
That rum gets to your girl.
Yeah, have a little bit too much rum. Absolutely.
My second favorite thing of the episode was Aiden as the elf on a shelf.
You go, Aiden.
Lumps of coal.
The cutest thing. He looked like little Santa, the claymation Santa Claus coming to town.
So
his little
cute
shoes.
He was fantastic.
Porsha bust through with the penguin hooter outfit.
Her and Shamia.
And Kim looked like she had a few choice words for her.
She saved him.
She prayed to Jesus instead.
Well, all right, Lord.
We got Kim talking about Moschino. I want to drink the Moschino.
Moschino.
That's sad.
So you couldn't drink the grape juice, basically.
Mm-hmm. What about Bojangles?
Well, I was really scared about Kenya's outfit. I thought she looked great, actually, but I was really scared because then as she was, they were zooming in on it, you could see the paint in her like pores.
Yeah.
And I was just like, girl, I hope
was she wearing the lace? Was that ponytail? That was the lace, right?
She had her hair and then she put, it looked like she put a ponytail.
Oh, that didn't look like her natural hairline. That's why I asked.
Maybe. Or maybe they'd use the makeup on it.
Yeah.
But great job with the makeup though.
All I can think is getting that shit off.
Yeah.
That shower, she probably ruined her shower.
Horrible.
When it's that bad.
She probably ruined her shower.
Oh, you know Matt smashed
her green body.
Green.
Oh,
ew,
no.
How disgusting.
And I wish I could tell you guys.
I don't even think
I wish
Matt
I could tell you guys the whole reference in my
too
head, but it would just be putting something on blast.
I don't even think Matt has enough brain cells to even be turned on by that.
Peter brought up
something stupid and
right,
weird.
Right.
See, I feel like he's not the talkative type person. Like, yeah, he would say just one
like,
awkward word and
like,
it's like,
it ruins it.
Yeah. And that's it.
Oh, gosh.
Peter brings up the check Phaser owes Todd, and he said that, well, she gave me half a check.
Literally, I forgot all about that.
Well, then, didn't she say after you give me the rest or something, then I'll give you the other half? So he never really said if he finished it or not.
True. So she did give half.
Why do we still care?
What did you think about Nene and Candy?
I thought that was an awkwardly good conversation.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Because they have had their years of what we've seen how it all played out. They should have given us more backstory. Like,
no.
Well, I want to see the reunions. You know how they go back with the montages or whatever, but
they
I thought
a little
it was
bit.
They gave us a little bit, yeah.
I thought it was cool. Candy seemed uncomfortable, but yeah. I thought it was cool.
But I like it because they felt like they both like stuck to who they actually are. And, like, Candy was like, I don't know about you, but it is, like, water under the bridge. It ain't that serious. Like,
and you do give good gifts. You know, girl, I will give you that. You do give good
so
gifts.
So let's start over.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I can actually see them again being friends. Like,
yeah.
I missed that whole, like, season of Kim and Candy.
And Nene did say that she's in a different place.
Yes. Yep.
And I believe her, honestly, based on her behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For these last few, I believe she's in a different place. She might have needed this little break. Like, yeah. Hopefully, she will be holding a peach next season since we have to deal with another season of this show. Hopefully, she'll be holding a peach. Maybe she needed that pullback. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kenya brings up the feds. Cynthia says they came by her house too. Phaedra walks over. As soon as she hears what's going on,
she's
said,
like, oh, well, all right. I'm gonna excuse myself.
Mind you, it was a whole peaceful episode. And she was just saying, like, oh, finally, we have a party and a gathering where everyone's getting along. And, of course, leave it to the Grinch in the corner talking about
the
drama.
They came to your house. Do you have any came to that? Like, come on.
Yeah. And they came to, she was speaking for other people. And yes. I heard they came to Cynthia's house, too. It's like.
Sheree said that.
Leave it alone.
Sheree, because Cynthia wasn't going to say anything when Phaedra came up.
Phaedra excused herself and then did the clog dance with Chris. Yeah.
Bojangles.
She didn't really do anything.
It was.
Not the best tap routine I've ever seen.
No, it wasn't, and it wasn't. He shouldn't have did that after he had all these other chicks calling him gay. He should have just stayed out of that.
But I think he's really big. He's really big in the tap dance. I just think he should have like been like, Phaedra, how about you just like prance and look pretty in the circle, and I'll actually do a tap dance.
But he didn't really do anything.
And maybe it was just what we got edited, but it didn't look like very much. So I'm like, be awesome. And be like, yeah, bitch, and I'm about to go F my wife because I'm not gay.
Now I'm kind of like, because Portia made those little jabs in the kitchen.
Whipping her, snapping her neck and flinging that hair.
And I'm like, girl, after all that, oh my God, oh my, and Jamaica.
Yeah.
Wait till the reunion. No one gonna bring that up, though.
They might.
Well, Chrissy might, because he looked like he about to.
I was like, tell me where
everyone's receipts.
Who saw it?
Wait,
who
and that stupid response. I'm talking to you,
I'm with Matt up until that point. It's like, Matt, sit down. Sit down.
So many seats, Matt.
Like, you sitting here.
You're interjecting.
You're vouching for Hitler over here.
You're interjecting for a woman who's fought with all of these other chicks' husbands already and has stood on her own.
Yeah.
She don't need you to say nothing. And what you're saying really doesn't even make any sense.
And we really don't need all that eyebrow pencil you had going on.
At all.
Who, Matt?
I can't.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did like at the end, they showed some what the girls are going through now. Candy's body bounced back.
Which it did. She actually looks watch what really great. Live
yeah,
last
night. Yeah,
she
looked good.
I thought it was so funny. I posted on Instagram because you know I get Candy lookalike references all the time.
Yes, you posted that.
And I thought it was even funny because I had an event yesterday and I wore fringe, like shoes. These blue Steve Madden fringe shoes.
Did.
And her ass went on Watch What Happens Live with multicolored fringe shields on. I was like, oh my, and she has blonde in her hair now.
Yes, she does.
I'm and, like, and a center part.
Yes, she
I'm
does.
I'm like, Candy, stop stalking me.
It was crazy. Because you said that in tips. Here, but to put those pictures right next to each other like that, I was like,
No, because people at my event kept saying, oh my gosh, you're giving Candy. I'm like, I mean, she's a beautiful woman, but
smiling not girl.
I feel like if I ever met her and took a picture with her, we wouldn't look anything alike.
Yeah.
Well, that's if you met her and y'all were like not done up. I feel like y'all would look like you're like, but done up somehow. You wear makeup very similarly.
Yeah,
it carries.
I don't think
faces.
So. I think Candy's makeup is harder than mine, but
yeah.
I
feel like this
more,
season's
but...
been her best, though. Not that this is the conversation, but I feel like this season
she
has been her best.
Her ass looked really good this season. Mm-hmm.
But, girl, that picture you posted, y'all was from the same age. Like, I was like...
That's on my
like
Instagram.
I see, like your grandma y'all say, y'all favor right. until you put them pictures together. And I was like, damn, what is going on?
It's on my Instagram if you all want to go see. Char says so.
Portia says that she wants twins still and will be on Celebrity
That's
Apprentice.
That's real cute. She still wants her baby.
Kenya says More Manor is almost done.
Why isn't it done?
But it's still not done.
Because I'm trying to think, when they showed her with Sheree at first, what month was that? Because now it's obviously
that
almost
was
Christmas.
That was like late summer.
Yeah, because they said it was going to be done by June, July, right?
I don't know. You know she had to fire... people and
quote,
rehire
quote.
People.
But it doesn't take a house... Whatever.
I'm telling you, they build an apartment complex next to me within months.
And it's not like they're building an estate like you have.
It's literally
around,
just
like,
a house.
It's a house. Like, it's not...
And it's a box.
And it's in Georgia.
It's
like,
not
girl.
Like all these dynamics. It's not like
it's
you
not
need
in
all
a
these rooms.
Weird location
no.
that's hard to get yeah. materials and resources to. Mm-hmm. Like, girl,
you can
the
chop
house,
down a tree next
3
to the
months,
house.
You should have been up. They
Maybe
do
the foundation because it's in a pit.
No, it's on a hill.
Isn't I mean, they
the foundation's
no,
been done. Once you do the foundation,
you
then
the foundation
it's smooth
first.
Sailing from there.
Maybe something happened.
Oh no!
They say that she's planning on a nursery too. She keeps trolling with, "Am I pregnant? And am
Girl,
I not pregnant?
Just go on and adopt a baby."
Nobody's
yeah.
even checking
day.
For you
Stop
that much, King.
That is such
I
a saw, troll.
I follow her on Instagram, and I don't even know when these rumors were birthed. No pun intended. But she was like doing all of this stuff, like, oh my God, I can't zip up my pants, like laying on a car floor. So, you know, it pulls your face back. I can't zip up my pants. I think this was around Grammy weekend. Or
yeah,
Oscar.
So
like
3 or 4. Because that was when and she was at the party.
Yeah. So.
But it's just keeping her relevant.
Yeah.
And she needs a storyline for next season.
Right.
Yeah, well, who doesn't need one for next season is Miss Kim, because she'll be on Dancing with the Stars.
Go ahead, Kim.
That, where she belongs.
Shade of Andy
but
Cohen
I love that
for
they,
their quote.
I love that. The, right, their quote.
What's she gonna do about child care?
Child care.
We don't know what she'll do about her child care.
Cause the boys gotta stay in school. So
we'll see.
Well,
you know they be flying back home.
That's gonna
and
be
stuff.
A cute little paycheck, right?
So she work out. She'll dance during the week
this is
at
perfect
home
for promotion.
And then be out on Monday.
I want
night.
Kim Fields back on scripted television.
I
watch and stay away from Tyler Perry and the OWN Network.
Oh.
No, but I feel that's just my personal. Tyler Perry, at least Tyler Perry. No. Although I am, stay away from Tyler Perry. But I am excited for the Tyler Perry Madea Halloween. That looks good. I just saw that.
They didn't even give us anything in the trailer. Madea does Halloween.
I didn't even hear it. I just saw it. Where did you see this?
Cynthia's working on her eyewear trailer stuff. Her eyewear line.
Hey, girl.
For $400, you can have yourself some.
Congratulations. By the way, someone tweeted me the other day because I have a small sty on my left eye. And so I was looking for, like, I was like, can I get some cheap reading glasses for my event yesterday? And someone tweeted me. It was like, Cynthia Bailey eyewear. I thought that was so funny. I'm like, girl.
Someone just said, if Kenya is pregnant, then so is Kris Jenner. Oh. I feel the same way.
Kris is 58.
Yeah, I don't think you water in that hole.
I thought Kris turned 60, and that's why she has.
Oh, yeah, she is.
She got Kenya by a few years, y'all. Dang, her eggs ain't that gone.
And with Chris's coin, I wouldn't be surprised if she got pregnant. Okay. With that coin.
Girl, okay. Fanger has Jesus no love life her. Until after the divorce is settled.
Good, yeah.
And has yet to bring the kids to see Apollo again.
Well, fair enough. That's New Jersey. That's a long way to go. Mm-hmm. Might get that once a
year. She sounds like she's in a new relationship, by the way that they put that out there.
Yeah.
Really?
She's probably dating somebody.
They said she's keeping her dating life private.
She probably isn't. I can't imagine her with anyone other than Apollo, though.
Yeah, girl. I can't. Or I feel I like he's going to be old. I feel like he's going to be an older man, like Karen's husband.
Yeah, it'll be, like, weird.
Like, he just wants to be with her because she's spicy. And
well,
he
I'm
just
excited.
Be like, yeah.
I want to see who it would be.
Can we please talk about what Todd threw at her, Phaedra?
Well, let's get into the predictions.
Predictions for the reunion!
That was real in tune, y'all.
All right. Well, that was the predictions music.
That was our music.
So next
ourselves.
Week we get the reunion.
They said King is 58. Is she?
Y'all wrong for that. Y'all know.
They keep shading her talking about if King is pregnant, so is Betty White. Don't you bring the last golden girl into this. Don't you bring America's grandmother into this.
Whoever said that, you're awesome. That was fantastic.
All right, so next week's
Tyson
the reunion.
Is mine. That's y'all grown.
We get the Jesus talk. Is Jesus here? NeNe comes through with the bloop.
And her jumpsuit. I love her outfit. Yes. She looks great.
I like the color scheme this year with those pastels and golds
and bronzes and corals.
They, I felt like they all actually looked good this time. Yeah.
We get Phaedra saying to Kenya, honey, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking
about
your skin.
Yikes. Looking like Rocky Road.
We get a Kim versus Candy moment, which I'm like, what is Kim saying about her husband?
Did it seem that way, or was it edited? Because I kept trying to watch and I was like, I don't understand this.
But then why did Candy say, like, Miss Kim Fields?
I feel like that
but
was,
maybe
she was using
was
an example or something. Like, I don't feel like she was talking to Kim because Kim was sitting over here, Candy looking at Andy.
That's so funny. Like, well, looking at the eyes.
Yeah, it was really weird. I was like,
I don't feel like they had no moment because they didn't even interact this entire season.
That's what I'm like.
Yeah.
All right, so then we're going to get, speaking Kim, Chris says to Kenya, which one of our mutual friends calls me Chrissy? She says, Google it. He said, Kenya said, and then Matt says, nah, son, you heard what she said. Matt,
Google it.
Sit down. First of all, why is a boyfriend at the
reunion? Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Why is Matt even there?
Why is your gym instructor at the reunion?
Because that's her man, and everybody wants her to have a man because it's been so long.
I didn't like Kim's hair.
Been so long.
I did.
It gave me Christina Aguilera MTV Movie Awards back in the day. Remember with that red shredded dress?
And that's when she did the whatchamacallit.
The
Lady Marmalade?
He's the one-stop shop, makes me cherry.
Not that one.
No, it was the Lady Marmalade, right?
Yeah. All right, so then we get Peter in his...
No, she had it structured. I'm not talking about a fro.
Huh?
Kim's hair was not in a fro.
It was fake.
It was like
waves.
Like
she was like Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, it was very Marilyn Monroe at the reunion. I didn't like that.
What did you think about Portia calling out Peter and all his women under the age of 19?
Well, Peter always throws out dirt all the time to people. I mean, so you know what? It's true. We've seen footage.
Literally tonight when he brought up to Todd, oh, what about that check from Phaedra? Why are we talking about that here? Why are you just
And then what do you all think Phaedra was trying to imply something? This is jumping back to the scene where she was making the sweet potatoes with Portia at the table. Do you think she was insinuating something when she said that Apollo and Peter were bosom buddies and they spent all that time together?
Mm-hmm. No, I think she was just mad because they was up in the strip club throwing $8,000 around.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, where is she going with this?
I think she was just mad.
Yeah, because I was surprised how gung-ho she was being like, well, he wasn't here taking care of his children. He was always over there.
Yeah.
Peter seems like he knows how to party, though.
Yeah. I would hang out with Peter.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun. Kenya, just like I'd hang out with the white dude on Potomac.
Versus Kim, I think, is going to be the kind of epitome of, of what we want to see.
Right.
Do we think it's going to be a conclusion at the end of it? Like, Kim being like, okay, I'm done. We can be civil. No,
I hope Kenya walks off
dramatically. There is no relationship like that.
She wants all the camera time.
And I don't think like there's no diffusing. Even look at her and Portia. They stand each other. They're able to be around each other. But Kenya will throw a dig about Portia in the comments or whatever in their one-on-ones. And Portia kind of says little things about her, too. So, you know what I mean? Like,
but they've
gotten
to a place where they can now be around each other.
Like, coexist. But and they still
Kenya
talk
Kenya even makes
behind.
Jokes about it. About the dragging, she made a joke this season. Like, she may not want to make Portia mad type thing. Like, y'all saw me get my ass dragged across the stage.
We see Nene comments to Portia about that.
You cannot put your
hands
on
nobody. And she said, you choked someone out in season two.
Right. And Nene goes, oh, well.
Right.
I did kind of tug on her wig
actually,
a little bit.
I did have to strangle that bitch.
Right.
And then we get Todd clocking on Phasia talking about, you know all about me, but you ain't know what Paul's doing
on the roof. I love that.
That's the best line ever.
Yeah, but all she has to say was, honey, he wasn't under my roof. He was under yours. Because at the end of the day, Phasia keeps saying everything he was doing was outside of the house, around Todd, around Peter, and
but
these
Phaedra,
are people who...
how doesn't Phaedra know how her man makes money and supports them? That's
because
the
when
issue.
They came here to AfterBuzz TV, they expressed to us, I mean, Apollo's had three properties that he was managing at the time.
That's true.
She was doing her lawyer.
You took your notes on that interview. That was a long time ago.
No, but this was after the fact, because I was curious. I was like, so what do y'all really do?
Yeah.
He was like, I mean, I have an office on this side of town. He explained he takes care of three properties. They were looking to invest in two other ones. They had another business that they don't even talk about. It was like a restaurant or something that they take care of. So it's like, that is how I would think.
But,
is he
making enough to go twerk $13,000 at a strip club every night or more than one night
a
week?
My dad ran a bindery business out of our basement. We had a real cute situation for a while. So I'm just saying, like, yeah, it could.
There's no way. Phaedra,
I think it's possible for a little while, but somebody like Phaedra who is a lawyer. And who is sort of
she seems on top
she
of
seems
everything.
Like she's running her household.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she would be like, wait a second now, that seems a little bit high. Like this seems like how you just bought me that 7 Series BMW, but we can't or whatever.
And
like,
we just
seemed like Phaedra did more of the supporting of the family than Apollo did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Phaedra's the type of person who like she assumes Apollo like is just out there like selling weed or something. She like he'd be out there with these kids. Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
I feel like she was very, I could see that too with her being dismissive about
like
it.
I know I read the book and like I read what the whole scheme is supposed to be. I don't know if I fully believe in that scheme. I do think that she obviously got him out of things because she's the legal one.
Right.
But I don't know if I believe the full book in its entirety.
Gotcha.
I don't know. But I'm excited to see this reunion. Hopefully it's only two episodes.
I don't have any highlights. Because there was no beef aside from Kenya and Kim.
Yeah. Well, so that hopefully there'll be a little bit of entertaining shade for like two episodes and we'll get some good fashion.
And Kim will
some
check
jokey moments.
Kenya and tell her.
Honey, no, I think Chris is going to check Kenya.
Yes. Yeah.
Chris looked like he was ready.
And Matt's going to stand up
and get checked too.
Andy's going to be like, yes. Sit down.
And get checked
because Matt is really slow, so I don't think his comeback
will be Matt's not
going
to be
fast.
Able to do anything.
Yeah. Well, let us know what you guys think. Hit us up on iTunes. Also, leave a comment down below on YouTube. You guys can hit us up everywhere at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Hit me up everywhere on social media at DJ Jesse J.
I'll be at Stuart Starlet.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Pink English as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
And I'm at Char Sesso on everything.
Boom. Till next week. Same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.